Good morning, Humboldt County, and welcome to Your Care, Our Mission here on KHBT, brought to you by KHBT and the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. This morning I'm talking with Courtney Palmer. Courtney, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. So how long have you been at HCMH?
I have been working here since 2006, so I'm approaching my 15-year anniversary this fall.
Oh, very cool. So tell me a little bit about what exactly you do, what a certified respiratory therapist does.
So respiratory therapy really focuses on anything heart and lung related. I do the pulmonary function testing out at the hospital, and I also take care of patients in our inpatient care in our emergency department. We do EKGs, we provide patient education, and we respond to emergencies down in the ER. I'm the director of cardiopulmonary services here at the hospital, so my team provides cardiac rehab, pulmonary rehab, we set up sleep studies, we hook up heart monitors, and a whole slew of other tasks in one day. So, yep, I'm really proud of everything that we accomplish in a day.
So did you kind of know you wanted to get into the medical field in general kind of at an early age?
I did. I wanted to be able to help people. My mom has always been my role model, and I watched her go to school when I was in grade school. She went back to college, worked really hard, and graduated, and she actually runs our emergency department here at the hospital. So I get to work alongside my mom almost every single day, and that's really fun. I enjoy that.
This leads into the next question, and if your mom's listening, you better say working with your mom, but what do you find most rewarding?
Working with my mom. She's a role model and has taught me a lot. We have really good time when we're taking care of patients together.
That's wonderful.
I'm also really task-oriented. I like to, you know, take on a project, see it through to the end. I love watching our patients' progress and the way they succeed despite all of their obstacles that they endure. And knowing that my team had a part in helping them reach that goal is just awesome. And I love working as a team. It's so incredibly rewarding when we are in a critical care situation and everything and everyone just clicks. It's magic and it's a lot of fun.
And would you say maybe just the teamwork is kind of sets HCMH apart maybe from other hospitals or healthcare facilities you've been a part of?
Definitely. I mean, I've worked here for 15 years, so it's hard for me to compare us to other places firsthand, but I do not know of any other hospital that has grown in the leaps and bounds and changed so much from the inside out like we have at HCMH. And we just really want what's best for this community, and we've really become very community-oriented, and we have a really strong sense of pride in that, in what we do and what we accomplish.
So we'll get to some serious stuff in a moment here, but just out of my own curiosity, tell me about some of your maybe hobbies or interests, you know, outside of the hospital. What do you like to do?
Yeah, I'm a reader, so I like to read or listen to books. Putz around in my yard, you know, flowers and landscaping and doing stuff outside. My husband and I enjoy golfing. We're members at Oak Ridge over in Goldfield, and we work on a lot of projects at home. My husband Chad's also a stock car driver, so he's busy in the shop pretty much every day, either working on his car or racing his car a couple times a week. So, and we have two kids, Nash and Sailor, and they're just busy. They're in all kinds of sports and activities. So we just kind of follow them around, and I follow my family around and cheer them on everywhere they go.
There you go. Yeah, the kids will keep you busy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, Courtney, tell me, is there any sort of updates or anything with COVID-19, just kind of some things that you're dealing with or things that are going on in the hospital?
Sure. So we are, our outpatient services are up and running again at full capacity. We're really busy out here, and it's great to see. There are a few things that we want people to be aware of before they come out to their appointment. We currently do still have restrictions on visitors, so we have no visitors right now. And when that changes, as soon as we can allow visitors again, we definitely will, because it's really important to our patients and our residents here that live at the hospital. So if you come for an outpatient service or for anything at the hospital, we ask that you don't bring any visitors with you to your appointment unless it's medically necessary. When you do arrive, you'll be asked some screening questions by our lovely registration girls about your symptoms and your exposure to COVID-19, and they'll check your temperature, give you a little sticker to wear around the hospital so that we know you've been screened. We do ask that you wear a face covering. If you don't have one, we can provide one for you. And our staff, our clinical staff, will be wearing a surgical mask and a face shield during your appointment, and we'll provide space to allow for social distancing where we can. We've also implemented many measures to enforce social distancing in our waiting areas, and we're also using infection prevention best practices, including thorough cleaning and sterilization in between each patient visit. We also ask that the day of your appointment with us, if you do feel ill for any reason, please call us, and we're very happy to reschedule when you're feeling better. For all of the up-to-date COVID-19 hospital updates, you can visit humboldthospital.org and click on the big red COVID-19 update button. Also, if you're on Facebook, like and follow us on Facebook, because Marty and our public health staff have done an incredible job of keeping our community up to date on COVID-19 related news. And I also just wanted to take a quick minute before we leave. I want to thank my staff for all that they've done in the wake of COVID-19. There have been just so many new and updated policies to keep track of, and some days it has felt like information overload. They really did an amazing job of keeping in touch with our patients while we had to shut down our outpatient services. They kept them informed, they addressed their fears and concerns, and they really kept them motivating to keep moving while they were isolated at home. And now that we're seeing patients again, their jobs are twice as long. Everything takes twice as long anymore with all of the PPE that we have to wear and all the extra cleaning and the social distancing. So I truly appreciate them more than they will ever know.
Very well said. I would like to say thank you to you as well and to your team for all you guys are doing at HCMH. If someone maybe had additional questions for you or your staff, what's the best way for them to get a hold of them?
Go ahead and just pick up the phone and give us a call. Call 332-4200. Ask for cardiopulmonary.
Perfect. Well, Courtney, again, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate it. And this has been Your Care, Our Mission here on 977 The Bolt, brought to you by KHBT and HCMH. That's the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, like Courtney was saying, as well as humboldthospital.org to keep informed. And of course, listen to Your Care, Our Mission every Tuesday morning around this time here on KHBT. Thanks for listening.